opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Friday of Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah, the 9th of February, 7:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you, as it is at the top of the hour all the time, by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. This is Carl Mendebot, live from the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, if you'd like to sponsor our studio, give me a call at 530-605-4565. And every day we'd be saying, brought to you in the
place of your business.
Yeah, the place of your business.
Or family.
Studios or family. Yeah, we'll take it from the Smith family studios right here in downtown Redding, California. I just thought of that. Okay, good morning, everybody. Christina, you're here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
See you today.
And what national day do we have today?
Today's National Pizza Day.
Pizza Day.
I could see that pizza this weekend will be flowing.
We ate over at Charlotte's the other day, and you had a pizza.
Yes,
over
I
there.
Did.
You
pepperoni.
You had a couple of slices of it.
What is your favorite pizza place here? Do you have one?
Charlotte's is really good.
We
haven't tried out a lot of them.
I have one specific favorite place.
Yeah, we like Charlotte's because we like Charlotte's.
Mm-hmm.
And, formerly Mary.
I've tried West Side Pizza. We tried West Side Pizza.
We've tried other places.
We try to support local.
Yeah, whatever it is, it's local. I mean, we try to stay away from the big chains.
Totally agree.
Okay.
All right, Patchy Fug, the mostly sunny today with a high of 55. Did I interrupt you? No.
I was just going to introduce you.
Oh, well, okay. Mostly clear tonight with our overnight lows of about 37. Now, if you're looking for the weekend, like where are you going? What are you doing? Tomorrow calls for sunny with a high of 61. Mostly clear Saturday night. Overnight lows of 37. Not much change on Sunday. 58. Mostly sunny skies again with the temperature getting around Sunday night around 39. On Monday, and we don't have any warnings. Like at the top of the week, we had fog and wind and rain.
It's going to be nice.
Monday, if you're spending the night anywhere and you're coming back, Monday will be partly sunny with our highs of 59 and overnight lows of 40. That's the weekend forecast. And some people, I remember, and let's first of all talk about the weather. It's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Speaking of Super Bowl, and yes, we have our putt of the week in front of us. There used to be a time in Lake Tahoe that I remember a specific place that I shopped at used to have Super Bowl shopping parties for the women that would come up to Tahoe, and they weren't really interested in the game. So there's a lot of boutiques and there's a lot of shops that do Super Bowl specials for those who like to go shopping where the husbands are in the game. I happen to really enjoy the game. So whatever the game is, I'm not particularly rooting for a team at this point. Neither one of us are. I mean, we just like to watch a really good, really good game.
Okay. So. Now, the musical South Pacific had a song called Some Enchanted Evening.
That was our wedding song.
Yes. But I can paraphrase it by saying that I've looked across the crowded studio and looked into the eyes of my new love. Some enchanted morning.
Katrina from Haven Humane is here with our pet of the week, and we do have a moose with us.
Lindy.
We do.
A mini moose. Oh, an eight-month-old, beautiful mini moose.
She's wonderful. That was quite an opening for her, too.
Yes.
She She sat down in front of me, and we looked in each other's eyes, and there was something there. I would have bought her a martini. Okay. I would have.
A puppuccini.
A puppuccini. I would have bought her a puppuccini. She was licking my hands, and and I have something special
she
here.
She stopped being hyper for a minute and just gazed at you like, I need you.
It was real. I could tell.
Okay, Katrina. So, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Tell us about Lindy.
Lindy, well, she's everything you just described. She's very hyper because she's a puppy, but she definitely is very sweet and loving and affectionate. And we have her as a pit mix. I could definitely see her maybe with some lab or something.
Oh, yeah.
She's a big girl. She's 60 pounds right now as an eight-month-old. So she's definitely a very
she'll
large
probably put
dog.
On probably another 10 or 12.
Probably.
Probably.
And she's got a tail on her. Boom, boom, boom.
She's lean, and the tail's got a little tip of white.
It does, right. And she has like a teeny bit of white like on her nose, too. Yeah. It's super cute.
Both
very
ends.
Charming.
Her paws are huge.
They are. Oh, she's such a typical puppy, though. Like, you look at her and you think, you know, she's like a big adult dog, but she definitely has a puppy temperament. She's very playful and excited and happy to just do anything and everything all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you would, you know, okay. I mean, just, you would probably have to dog proof a little bit, you know, like.
Definitely.
But, you know, if you have fragile things on coffee tables, you may have to take those fragile things off until she gets, you know, acclimatized because.
Especially with that tail.
Yeah, because of the tail. When she goes by, because she's happy and it's been wagging since she's been in here. And she's sitting down right now. She's calmed down. I think that she would calm down quickly. In a stable situation. Yeah.
I think so, too. She's definitely that good mix of energetic, but not so energetic that she's, you know, bouncing off the walls every second. Like,
yeah.
Right now, she's just been sitting next to me getting pets.
Yeah.
She really likes affection a lot.
I think she'd be the kind, as you're sitting there watching the Super Bowl, she'd be leaning up against you, sitting on the floor, and you two could watch the Super Bowl together. And, you know, probably root for the same team.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I can see that for
so, house with kids would probably be okay. Not really small ones because she's
the
size
of a small child.
Yeah. Yeah. And just she might knock over little ones, but
she
yeah.
could. She's very awkward because she's very big and kind of gangly in a sense.
like a teenager.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know, that bumps into things. So
anything coming up that we need to know about with our Haven Humane partners?
Yeah, we have Doggy Dash coming up next month, so that's March 16th.
She would be so good in Doggy Dash.
Oh, she would. She can run. That's for sure.
She can run, and you could get on roller skates and win.
Yeah, she could just pull you.
Just
the whole
pull
way.
You along for the.
If she's not running in to try to sniff or smell or play with another dog,
yeah, she might get distracted.
She goes, "Here we go! Oh, wait! What's that smell? Oh, I'm going to make good friends over there, and off you go."
Yeah, you might come in, you know,
first.
Maybe in the middle.
You could either be first or dead last.
That's right.
Because she's going to, you know, but she's, you can look at her and she's not a mean dog.
No.
The expression in her eyes is so soft.
And we share with people that every Friday we have Pet of the Week, yeah. So we see all these wonderful animals, mostly dogs, canines that you bring through, Katrina. You've just brought beautiful, like,
yeah.
Wonderfully well-rounded animals.
I think there's only been one dog that you ever brought in here that I thought, good luck, buddy. And because he was excitable. And,
yeah.
But this one, while big and young, settles down and she comes over and sits in front of you for those pets and engages. Yep. I'm in love.
Yeah, no,
so,
she's going to be a great family dog for somebody.
I think she will. She's going to be a good dog. And you know what? If you have a yard that she can run around in, that's super. All dogs should be able to go out and exercise and run. And I don't know how she is about fetching, but she might be one that, you know, she's got that little bit of lab in her.
Yeah.
Boy.
No,
I tell
she
you.
Does love a ball. She doesn't know how to, like, bring it back to you yet, but she will chase it for sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and then after you throw it, then you get your exercise. You go down, take it away from her.
Yeah, exactly.
And throw it in the other direction. I mean, you could have her, you know, both of you get some exercise out at the doggy park.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and not an aggressive dog, so.
Are you still having Bark, Wine, and Brew?
Yeah, at the end
okay.
of the year.
Of course.
So I just want to make sure that, because usually the first week of October, you know how. We're putting out our big calendar, Katrina, to see, you know, what are the things that happen each month. So I think it's kind of good, even though we start talking about that now. So you've got the Doggy Dash happening March
16th.
Okay. And then
the golf tournament.
We do have the golf tournament. I don't know the date for that at this moment.
Okay.
It's
but
in
it's
May.
In like, yeah, it makes sense. It used to be in the summer, but I know we switched it earlier, so
yeah,
it wasn't
hot.
Too hot.
Yeah, but we were leaving golfers on the course.
Yeah.
Prostate. They'd just be out there. Bleh. Okay. So
right.
They're doing it in May.
Yeah.
And
then Bark, Wine, and Brew in the fall.
There right. you go. All of them great events. And Lindy would be absolutely fabulous in the doggy dash.
Yes, she would.
Okay, so how do people adopt Lindy?
Well, you can always give us a call at 530-241-1653. And if you're in the area, you can also always come down to the shelter and meet with her.
And if you have other dogs, you need bring the other dogs, too.
Yeah, we do like to introduce them. So far, Lindy's done really good with every dog she's met.
Yeah.
She just wants to play. But we definitely want to make sure they're going to be a good fit for
sure, each
other.
Sure, of course. You don't want them to give each other a bad time. And she is, folks, she is such a sweetheart. And don't be put off by her size, because you've got to look at a dog and look at what they're going to be. And you got to give them a couple weeks in the house. You know, you bring them home for them
exactly.
to acclimatize. So thank you so much.
Thanks for being with us, and be safe this Super Bowl weekend.
Oh, yeah, you guys too.
Thank you. We're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to go over and pet Lindy some more before
right.
she leaves.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Hobbs, running for supervisor in District 2. We need to fight tyrannical state overreach in this county, and I'm just the person for the job. Shasta must maintain its sovereignty. A vote for me is a vote for local control over hand-counted elections, no state-funded windmills or other green energy nonsense, and absolutely no mask mandates or lockdowns. Make Shasta great again and vote for Laura Hobbs on March 5th. And visit me at VoteLauraHobbs.com for more info.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for supervisor. District 2, 2024.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark Mazzano is a 29-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol who retired with honors.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark's a proven leader in law enforcement and government. Someone who gets things done.
Go with Mazzano.
A new voice for the North State who will finally represent everyone in District 1.
Go with Mazzano.
My name is Mark Mazzano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mazzano for Assembly 2024.
Need a cure for the midweek blues? Laughter is the best medicine. Join us in overtime every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for Comedy Night. Enjoy the humor of different comedians every Wednesday, and the weekend is heating up in overtime with karaoke every Thursday and DBJs performing every Friday and Saturday night. So grab your friends, your dancing shoes, and enjoy signature cocktails with no cover charge. See WinRiver.com for the weekly lineup.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at the river.
Hi, I'm Laura Hobbs. As supervisor, I will fight for all the citizens of Shasta County. Some of the issues I care about are hand-counted elections at the precincts, a fair and just settlement for the victims of the Igo Ono fire and the Acid Canal debacle, and defending Shasta's sovereignty from tyrannical state-down control. I'm against the windmills in Shasta County, and I support the Second Amendment. To find out more, visit VoteLauraHobbs.com. Vote Laura Hobbs on March 5th and make Shasta great again.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for Supervisor. District 2, 2024.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome to our Friday edition here of KCNR. Carla Linda Bott, how are you? Yesterday I went to a couple things I want to talk about. In fact, I need to go find a card. I wanted to do a shout out to the new Barnes & Nobles. Fabulous. Big, you know, bought a couple books, met a couple girlfriends there for coffee. Nice to see that because it's expanded and it was crowded. People were there with their families. It was really, really crowded. This portion of the show is brought to you by another one of our beautiful community banks, and that's Cornerstone Community Bank. Dedicated team of professionals that are committed to providing the highest level of personal service. Now, we have three branches serving Shasta and Tehama counties, and actually four now. So thank you so much, and you can visit Cornerstone Community Bank at bankcornerstone.com.
The investigation on Joe Biden has come out from the Department of Justice, and he is not going to be facing charges, even though that he had classified material, the highest classified material, and it was put in his garage, in his basement, and scattered around his house. And the special counsel who led the investigation said the evidence doesn't establish Biden's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, and the charges were unwarranted based on our consideration of aggravating and mitigating factors. So what were those aggravating and mitigating factors? How about his hazy memory? Of course, Biden says, well, we can move on from here because there's not going to be any charges. They said that there are revelations in this report that people are going to find hard to ignore, including the Democrats. They were blunt in suggesting that Biden, 81, wasn't mentally sharp during the interviews. The president's, of course, reelection campaign pushed it back. Why didn't they pursue charges? After a year-long probe, and this comes from USA Today, which is, if anything, is a Biden supporter. Special counsel Robert Hur found evidence that Biden willfully retained classified materials. He concluded, nevertheless, that investigators do not believe the evidence is sufficient, as jurors would likely find reasonable doubt for one or more of several reasons, including marked classified documents about military and foreign policy in Afghanistan, notebooks containing Biden's handwritten entries about issues of national security, and foreign policy implicating sensitive intelligence sources and methods. They found the materials in the garage offices and basement den of the president's Wilmington, Delaware home. Some of the documents were classified at the highest levels of secrecy and spanned Biden's career in national public life, but were retained during times when he was a private citizen. See, who else did that? Oh, yeah, Trump did that. Trump's going to trial over that. Essentially the same thing. One of the reasons it would be difficult to convict Biden is there might be reasonable doubt as whether he even knew he had top secret materials. Another is that Biden's memory was significantly limited and would make it hard for a jury to convict beyond reasonable doubt. He describes Biden as a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. At various points, investigators note how the president's memory appeared hazy while discussing the war in Afghanistan debate that was once so important to him. He couldn't remember important details about his own life, according to the investigation. In the interview with our office, Mr. Biden's memory was worse. He did not remember when he was vice president. He did not remember even within several years when his son, Beau, died. His diminished facility exhibited diminished facilities and faulty memories in interviews with federal investigators or author Mark Zwanitzer, his ghostwriter. And these revelations from this investigation ought to cause a lot of concern, my friends. Of course, his camp pushed back. Well, it was right after October 7th when he talked to him, and it was during an exhausting time. But if you can't remember within a few years when your child died, that tells me that there's something missing there. He may not remember things from 30 years ago. You know, heck, people can't remember things from a year ago or this morning. But not to remember when your son died is pretty serious, and at least it seems pretty serious to me. If you're too senile, and this is what a spokesman for the for one of Trump's support groups, if you're too senile to stand trial and you're too senile to be president, the thing about it is, again, the president of the United States, which has got to be one of the hardest jobs in the world. I mean, if you really are there, and is Joe Biden, who is running for re-election at age 81, and having these problems, and there's other Democrats out there that could run, but this one, when investigators who said we're not going to press criminal charges because, you know, he goes to trial, the jury's going to see somebody and say, oh, I didn't know I had that, and I don't remember that, and gee, when did that happen? They're going to sit there and look at him and say, you know what? Maybe he knew he had him at some point, but, you know, he didn't remember things. He didn't remember many things in this. The investigators, when they come up with this, said, you know, this is a very damning investigation, in my opinion. It makes you wonder, is the decisions he makes, what's it based off of?
Well, he has a team, you know, it's a machine.
Yeah, but
I mean,
but
people always seem to say it's an Biden administration, he's the figurehead.
Well, that's not you who you elect. You elect a person,
man or woman, I agree.
Be the leader of the free world that has to be when the phone rings. And Hillary Clinton said this when the phone rings at 3 a.m. Who do you want to have answer it? Well, how about if the phone rings at 2 in the afternoon? Who do you want to have answer it? You want to have somebody that has their total mental facilities there, their whole mental the faculties to make life and death decisions. The pullout of Afghanistan, which cost 13 American lives, was done incorrectly. Did he even grasp what was going on when they said, we're just going to pull everybody out, and it became a stampede? It was a debacle. You know, you can argue whether we should be in Afghanistan or not, but if any, you know, just being able to ask the question, why don't we get all of our equipment out, get all of our equipment out, set up an orderly transition, even if it takes us months.
Right.
And we have to put troops in there to protect the beachheads until we get everybody out, and then we can leave. And then if the Taliban comes in, it comes in. But we get all of our equipment out. A commander-in-chief should ask that. And he obviously didn't. Or if they told him, oh, you know, we're just going to make this everybody run and jump on the airplanes type of thing. This is why. I mean, you can say that, you know, you can damn him for what he's done to the border. Does he understand? I mean, he was saying the border's secure up until like 3 weeks ago, and he said, well, we're having a crisis at the border. Excuse me, Joe. Only thing you have to do is look at the news. Why don't you, you know, and Kamala Harris, the czar of the border, which was a total joke, went to the border once.
That we know of.
Well, that we know of, I mean, but I tell you what, if she's going down there, you know, all the reporters are going to follow her, and there's only one time, and she went to El Paso. She didn't go to Eagle, Texas, Eagle Pass, Texas, where they're coming across by the thousands. I mean, the whole thing is he capable of serving another 4 years? That's the question. There's two questions. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago when he came in, 3 years ago when he came in? And is he capable of another term? And I don't think either answer is yes. You're not better off than you were 3 years ago when he became president. And he is not capable for another four. And if the situation was reversed and it was a Republican sitting there, you ask the same two questions. Are you better off than you were before? Is the, you know, what state is the country in? And three, can he do another 4 years? This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Locally owned, locally operated, right here in town. This man is the expert when it comes to fixing windshields, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Jeff Wurst does not take chances with your safety or your family's safety. He's going to fix it and guarantee you that work for the life of that windshield. If you're not sure, why don't you come on in for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff Wurst a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Hobbs, running for supervisor in District 2. We need to fight tyrannical state overreach in this county, and I'm just the person for the job. Shasta must maintain its sovereignty. A vote for me is a vote for local control over hand-counted elections, no state-funded windmills or other green energy nonsense, and absolutely no mask mandates or lockdowns. Make Shasta great again and vote for Laura Hobbs on March 5th. And visit me at VoteLauraHobbs.com for more info.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for supervisor. District 2, 2024.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Matt Plummer, and I'm running for Shasta County District 4 Supervisor because I believe Shasta County could be the best, freest place in California. Instead, crime is increasing while the floor of our jail was closed for over a year, and the sheriff loses deputies. Homeless camps spill onto our streets, our roads are seventh worst in the state, and we lose every battle to Sacramento. The incumbent has had 11 years to fix these issues, but they have only gotten worse. Vote Matt Plummer by March 5th. Paid for by Matt Plummer for Supervisor 2024.
Hi, I'm Laura Hobbs. As supervisor, I will fight for all the citizens of Shasta County. Some of the issues I care about are hand-counted elections at the precincts, a fair and just settlement for the victims of the Igo Ono fire and the Acid Canal debacle, and defending Shasta's sovereignty from tyrannical state-down control. I'm against the windmills in Shasta County, and I support the Second Amendment. To find out more, visit VoteLauraHobbs.com. Vote Laura Hobbs on March 5th and make Shasta great again.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for Supervisor. District 2, 2024.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. KFI Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Give us a call at 530-605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, voted the top in of the best of the North State in the Reading Record Searchlights poll, and there's a reason for that. They are the best. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading that's locally owned, locally operated. It's been around 30 years, started by Leonard and bought by Rebecca and Henry. I'll get them. You know, I can have moments like this, but I do remember the names, and I don't think that the presidents – I don't mix up the countries of Mexico and Egypt. Why? Because they have great, great selections of jewelry, very fair prices. They're just super nice people. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, what's the other big thing going on? How about the court case of Colorado taking Trump off the ballot? And everybody that's following this, all sides, are saying it looks like the court is really leaning against granting the Colorado that right. And this is a huge decision. This is more than just Colorado. These are the implications for this country is just enormous. If you start letting states pick which candidates can be on their ballots for national elections, then if Trump is taken off that ballot, why can't you take Biden off for the out of Texas? They could invoke the 25th Amendment saying he's unable to do his job, or that he has willfully disobeyed the laws of the United States by letting the people come across the border. This is huge, and hopefully this ought to be like a 9-0 vote, not allowing Colorado to do it. Chief Justice Roberts pressed the attorney for the challengers of Trump on what would happen if the court allows Colorado to take Trump off the ballot. Wouldn't we see other states then undertake their proceedings with potentially different outcomes, some striking Republicans, some striking Democrats? It comes down to just a handful of states that are going to decide the presidential election, and that's a pretty daunting consequence. Kagan, who is not Justice Kagan, who is not a conservative, said the same thing. She said the question of who qualifies for the ballot sounds awfully national rather than a question left up to each state. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson asked the amendment's authors, asked why the amendment's authors would have created a situation that would result in disuniformity in which elections are pending and different states suddenly say one candidate is eligible and another isn't. So, and then, you know, the other thing, too, is that Trump's never been found guilty of insurrection. The justices drew a distinction between clear-cut qualifications for presidency, such as age and a less defined standard in the 14th Amendment of having engaged in insurrection. And said the term insurrection jumps out and raises the question of how it's defined and who decides if someone has engaged in it. Another section of the amendment indicates that Congress has the primary role. It's entirely up to Congress, Trump's attorney said. And then the opposing attorney agreed there must be a process for determining the applicability of Section 3 and its insurrection. Anyway, so Supreme Court can interpret the amendment for the states just as it interprets other constitutional provisions. So, anyway, I don't know if anybody has even been found. You know, when the FBI, you know, describes it, they did not describe it as an insurrection. They described it as a every other thing, taking over, delaying political endeavors and things like that. I'm not sure they ever used the term insurrection.
They call it domestic, according to this.
I'm sorry.
I had looked up, what did the FBI call January 6th? Domestic terrorism. FBI Director Chris Wray condemned the January riot at the U.S. Capitol as domestic terrorism.
But not insurrection.
I'm telling you what this article says.
I know,
yeah.
But Brett Kavanaugh, Justice Kavanaugh, described the constitutional provision as having elusive or vague language. He questioned disenfranchising potentially millions of voters by removing a candidate from the ballot. What about the background principle, if you agree, of democracy? So, and the reason that this came up about preventing insurrectionists from being elected national office came, it was done right after the Civil War when, and it was the, for the South. Because you had many who were Confederate officers, generals that were revered by the South and the states they were in back then. And they wanted to prevent them from being elected to national office. So that's where it started. And to use it now, but those men had served in an army that was trying to secede from the Union. And that's different than what you're seeing with Donald Trump in the sense of he's been charged by a D.C., I think it's a D.C. jury, and or a grand jury, of which 95% of the people in D.C. voted for Democrats, 5% for Republicans. But he has not gone to trial over this. And going to trial in D.C. for Trump is like a hen going into a den of foxes. They should be able to get this one moved. How about a change of venue, Maryland or Virginia or places around there, and get it out of D.C. In my opinion, I don't know if he can get a fair trial there. People there don't like him.
Well, so. Why do you think that is?
Well,
there's very various reasons. You know, a lot of people we know just detest. I mean, I was just recently down in with my good friends, and they like are in this place where they. I'm not kidding you. The person who owns the property next to them, like a large field, had a Trump sign, and they literally, I hate to say this, they literally wanted to burn it.
Yeah.
And we're happy to see that somebody did. I said, how would you have felt if it would have been Biden and then somebody burned the Biden or somebody that, you know, I'm just like, to me, vandalism is vandalism. And that's what I'm talking about. People who you sit across the table from and you love are like, they're Trumpers. Well, they've actually categorized they're Trumpers.
And that's
and
the
that
way
means,
they see
like,
them.
I can't be around them because they're Trumpers.
It doesn't make any difference if they, you know, they foster kids, they're in bad situations, they work down at the local animal shelter, that they give money to good causes.
Or
help
their
people.
Causes.
It doesn't make any difference because they are supporting Trump.
And that is the,
yeah,
that is what we're facing here in the next 6 months. Of what is going to be happening with people coming together and this divisiveness or divisiveness, or however you say that. But we do have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Super Bowl ads. I'd really like to talk about that. And then also think, I mean, what's wrong with me? Thanksgiving's coming up. Well, it is Thanksgiving when you think about thanking the person that you're with, your friend. Now, you could have what they call instead of Valentine, it could be a friend. They call it a, what's it called? When you're friends and you have, and you're with somebody who's just a friend, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever.
Best friend forever.
BFF. You know, a time out with them. So, because maybe it doesn't have to always be about romantic. Now, my parents are going to be celebrating 71 years of marriage.
Yeah.
Amazing. And this portion
your
of
brother,
the show.
Your brother's 73.
Four wins, pure with 22-25.
I just did that.
Yeah, my mom's
that.
Cringing with you saying that.
That
on the air.
I just did that.
Because it's not true.
We'll be
oh,
right.
You did?
We'll be right,
right
back. Keep with it.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark Mazzano is a 29-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol who retired with honors.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark's a proven leader in law enforcement and government. Someone who gets things done.
Go with Mazzano.
A new voice for the North State who will finally represent everyone in District 1.
Go with Mazzano.
My name is Mark Mazzano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mazzano for Assembly 2024.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of AJ Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Start your year off with a winning streak. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 new year, new winnings. Swipe to win draw. Swipe your free River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes. Don't miss your chance to win up to $200 free slot play every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Join us for final drawings on January 25th and February 29th for a chance to win up to $2,000 cash. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday, the 9th of February. 7:50 in the morning, and it's about 38 degrees out there. No, no, it's hot. No, it's like 42 degrees out there. Good morning. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day out there, and this weekend's going to be really nice. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell has been helping people since 1993, has built this business, this wonderful business. Two separate branches, insurance and financial management, down at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And if you're looking for assistance on your insurance, be it your homeowner's insurance, health insurance, life insurance, you need to go down and see Judy. People that have lost their homeowner's insurance because of this mess we have in California, in the insurance industry, she can help people out. Give her a call, 530-221-0441 for a free meeting there, free review and evaluation. Give them a call, 530-221-0441.
All right, okay. They say that this may be the biggest Super Bowl viewing with 100, they're looking to 100 million people watching this particular game. It is $7 million. That's the going rate for a 30-second spot.
Ugh.
By capturing pre-game attention. According to this article in AP, it's a big standout among 50-plus advertisers that will be, vying for the spot. But, you know, for these spots. But
Linda and I bought a minute for KCNR. So, you're going to have to be watching. Let us know how you like it.
And they're saying that this year is definitely anti-woke. And the Clydesdales are back. They're going to not do anything that's offensive.
Well, Budweiser took it on the chin.
Boo.
With what they did last year. I mean, took it Bud Light. And then so how have they come back? They've got the UFC, the most, you know, testosterone-driven organization is supporting them. The guy that heads it up says, you know, everybody makes a mistake. And then they're bringing back the Clydesdales because everybody loves the Clydesdales.
Right.
And then they've got Peyton Manning doing a commercial for Bud Light. You know, Budweiser lost like 10%.
But did you see?
Of their market share.
Yeah.
And the CEOs, which it doesn't really affect because they're going to still make their millions, but it's the ones who have the routes and that make the beer and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, you know, Joe or Josephine Worker, you don't want them to be hurt. So I didn't drink Bud Light to begin with. So I'm a Coors kind of guy.
Manning just did a Bud Light.
Yeah.
You know, and winked his eye. And, you know, it's kind of like, okay, that, you know, whatever their marketing strategy was, it really got up in the ear of certain people.
Even Donald Trump has come out in support of Budweiser. He says, hey, they made a mistake. And, you know, if you want to know what a real woke company is, I have a list. So, okay.
Well, it says that after Ben Affleck appeared at a Dunkin' drive-through worker in a Super Bowl commercial last year,
that was
they
so
sold
funny.
More donuts the next day than any other day
that
in their
was,
history.
If you remember that, he's working at the window of a Dunkin' Donut, and it is hilarious. I remember that one. But, you know, the Budweisers are so good. And they played one year.
Oh, cried.
It had to do with the horse flatulence. And a candle.
He's talking about the
and
baby.
It was, they only played it once because people who thought it was funny, they go, well, that may be a little too risque, you know, for the 7 o'clock hour.
Well, they said, you know, Ben Affleck, it was played $10
million.
Yeah, they're saying that the celebrities that do these commercials get paid.
Big
Buko,
bucks.
Yeah.
Big bucks for a couple days work.
Right.
Okay.
We're going to have a lot more celebrities this year, according to this particular article. But, you know, I do look forward to the commercials because, you know, I think about the ad agencies and how to first of all, to have that kind of money behind you and the power of the Super Bowl moment commercials. I'm one that has always watched them because I think the ad agency and the creative forces that have that moment is kind of like the Academy Award moment of accepting a speech where you get that.
You get your 30 seconds
yes.
in front of 100 million people to sell your product.
Remember the Doritos girl?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think, yeah, I guess that's
she
not
She went
really.
On to become some, she became a famous actress later on when she was in this. I'm thinking it was Catherine Zeta-Jones, but it could be somebody else. Now, what about, because it's on one of our local channels, right? Super Bowl. So, how much do locals pay for their spot during the Super Bowl? I mean, they're not paying $7 million for 30 seconds, but I wonder, you know, do they really bump up the prices for the Super Bowl for locals? Imagine.
And it says, according to Rolling Stone, the Super Bowl will once again feature ads promoting Jesus, thanks in large part to the billionaire family that leads Hobby Lobby.
Yeah. Well, like there's nothing wrong with
well,
that.
Well, I mean, if we look at nothing our quarterback.
Both quarterbacks are very religious. Both quarterbacks, thank God for letting them be where they are. And and they are openly Christian. So, as are many of the players.
The Green family, who owns Hobby Lobby, worth an estimated $15.2 billion, has long committed to operating its craft store's empire on biblical principles. The family and Hobby Lobby previously led a successful fight at the Supreme Court opposing the Affordable Care Act's contraception mandate, citing their sincere religious objections to facilitating the provision of abortion. Well, there's
abortion pills.
They call it abortifacients.
Well, yeah. Well, but it's talking about abortion pills and all that. They provided all types of birth control. They paid for all types of birth control. They said, but we're not going to pay for abortions.
I know people that won't go into that store because of the fact
they're
that
sick.
Well, no, I just say they won't go into that store because they support Trump. They have Trump on there and then do the biblical principles. They just said, I won't go to Hobby Lobby.
Well,
I know people that
it's really hurting
our,
them.
People that
it's
we know.
It obviously is really hurting saying. Them. $15.5 billion industry there. It's really hurting them. You know, here's the thing is, would I, if somebody said they were supporting, I'm just a sandwich shop down the street. If they said we support Biden, I would still go in there because I go there and eat. Not that they do, but I mean, would you stay out of a business just because they have like a sign out in front? If they, I mean,
I don't know how I feel about that.
I guess you would. I'm not sure.
I think there's certain places that you and I don't go to. I don't know if I can conjure up even what it is right now, but I don't know. But it said last year that there was, according to last year's broadcast on Fox, was watched by 115.1 million viewers, according to Nielsen.
Well, now, what they're doing, by the way, they're starting to count restaurants and bars in this. and they give them a number. It's not like individual. I just read that the other day, which pumps up the numbers. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, so a local sports bar has the big screens and four other screens, and people come in for, you know, buffalo wings and beer and whatever with all their buddies, and they count that in that group, too. I guess that's kind of the numbers they count is they wag it, I'm sure. Yeah. So, okay, we're going to take a break for the news, and then we're going to be right back with Patrick and Jill.
All right.
Roman. We're going to be talking legal things that are going on, and I'm going to ask him what he thinks about the Supreme Court, because Patrick Gorman knows a lot about everything. We'll be right back after the news, and at 8:15, we're giving away the flag. That people have entered, so many people have entered into the contest. We're going to give it away at 8:15 this morning. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump says it's clearly a double standard comparing his classified documents case to that of Joe Biden. Mr. Biden will not be facing charges for the possession and distribution of sensitive documents while Mr. Trump is being prosecuted following the highly publicized FBI raid on his home at Mar-a-Lago. And while he's apparently off the hook, the president is pushing back at the special counsel because he questioned Mr. Biden's mental acuity.
In the special counsel's report, Mr. Biden was described as an elderly man with poor memory. At an evening press conference, he responded angrily to questions about his mental fitness.
My memory is fine.
Reporters then peppered him with questions about his age and fitness for office. He dismissed those concerns as reporters' opinions. The president also denied sharing classified information. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Russian President Putin, interviewed by Tucker Carlson, is urging Washington to recognize Moscow's interests and persuade the Ukrainians to sit down for talks.
Putin said in the interview aired Thursday that Russia stands ready to negotiate a potential prisoner exchange that would free Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. He was detained in March on espionage charges he denies. Most of the interview, though, focused on Ukraine, where the war's nearing the two-year mark. Putin repeated his claim that his invasion of Ukraine, which Kyiv and its allies describe as an unprovoked act of aggression, was necessary to protect Russian speakers in ethnic Ukraine and halt its accession to NATO. I'm Charles DeLedesma.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says he's ordered the military to prepare a plan for the evacuation of the population of the southern Gaza town of Rafah ahead of an expected ground invasion. On Wall Street, the Dow down 88 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy, it's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
The Kansas State Attorney General is telling public schools that they must out transgender students to their parents.
Attorney General Chris Kobach says public schools in Kansas are required to tell parents that their children are transgender or non-binary, even if the student has not come out at home. Kansas is not among the states with a law that explicitly says to do that. Kobach says failing to disclose when a child is socially transitioning or identifying as non-binary at school violates a parent's rights. And he sent letters in December to six school districts and the state Association for Local School Board Members, then followed up with a public statement on Thursday. I'm Donna Water.
Widening disagreements between Israel and the United States are on display over the future of the war in the Gaza Strip, now in its fifth month. President Biden says Israel's response to the October Hamas attack was over the top. News and analysis, townhall.com. Police in Florida called in to corral a runaway roo.
It was spotted hopping around in the pool area of a Florida apartment complex. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office released video and still photos Thursday of the kangaroo, including some footage shot from a helicopter. The agency also released audio of a female resident of the complex calling in to report seeing a large kangaroo bounding around the pool. Deputies were able to figure out the animal's owner and reunite them, the agency said in a Facebook post. No injuries to the kangaroo or any people were reported. Keith Peters reporting.
Based on yesterday's oral arguments and the questions asked by the justices, it would appear that the Supreme Court may be leaning in favor of Donald Trump's argument against the states, including Colorado, being able to bar him from the primary ballot. There's even speculation of a possible 9-0 ruling by the high court. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can hear us everywhere in the world. You can run, but you can't hide. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Today, the 9th of February, 8:05 in the morning, and a news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm. Good morning there, young lady.
Good morning.
And it's National Pizza Day.
Yay.
Is there another national day?
Yes, for sure.
And?
Let's see.
Okay, we've had 2 seconds of silence.
Yeah, we have also a really not good national day, a toothache day.
Oh, National Toothache Day.
Why would they choose that?
I don't know. Why do they?
You know, I just kind of figure when people sit around, it's almost like, okay, now I get nail polish and lipstick, you know, come up with creative names, and paint chips. But toothache, you know, coming up with the national day, is that what? No.
Abortion pill day, you know. I mean...
Okay.
Come up with weird
Let's
stuff.
Take it down a notch.
Okay, I just watched both of you. Both of you just
our mouths open. Just
I like it. Well, no, I'm just saying is that you come up with these weird things. The other day it was so cute. Tell everybody what you did. Which national day was that? Iowa.
I can't even spell it now.
Iowa. It was Iowa. National Iowa Day. We're going, and our guest goes, "You mean Iowa?"
No, it's okay.
Yeah, but it was cute. So cute. And you're going, I don't know what this is. And it was, so she, you know.
Yeah. You know, this is how we learn. It's a state in the United States.
Yeah.
My mother was born and raised there. And kind of, Bible Belt, Midwest. My grandfather was a coal miner. Family settled there. My grandmother came from Croatia. They moved there. Coal mining community.
At 8:15, we're going to draw for the flag. We've got a bunch of entries in here. I was getting them on Facebook. I'm glad I went back and checked Facebook because there's several on that, too. And then people calling in. So at 8:15 in the morning, and after our next break, we're going to draw for this American flag. We're going to let Patrick Gorman, our guest, do that. Good morning, Patrick.
Can I draw two so that I don't have, like, everybody hitting me?
No, you just get one shot at this.
Unfortunately, only one can be a winner. I'm sorry, not everybody gets
it. Your name's not in there.
But don't be disheartened because we have a second flag.
We're going to give another one away next week.
And we're going to start that next week as well. Patchy fog today, the mostly sunny with a high of 55. Mostly clear skies tonight. Around 37, and tomorrow is calling for a beautiful day, sunny with a high of 61. It's Super Bowl weekend. If you're traveling to go out of town or you're going to be figuring out weather patterns for this weekend, mostly clear Saturday night with overnight lows of 37. And on Super Bowl Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 58 and our overnight lows of 39. If you're coming back on Monday, partly sunny with a high of 59 and Monday night overnight lows of 40. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran
family owned, locally owned,
365-3793.
Veteran owned business. Shasta Gas Propane. Okay, now, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, is our guest, and he is an expert, of course, in workers' compensation, but I'm just going to start someplace else.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's always fun.
I know, first of all, you're always up on things. You are a voracious reader. What do you think about the investigation of President Joe Biden's handling of the security documents and what they said, why they said they would not go to court, partially because he's a nice old guy, but he can't remember right. anything.
So in law, there's for any crime, there has to be there's specific and general intent laws. And so they have something they call actus reus, which is the guilty act, and mens rea, the guilty mind. You have to formulate a corrupt intent in order to commit a specific intent crime. So I haven't read the actual report. I've read both sides of kind of the arguments. I watched the speech and everything. And my understanding is they're saying because of his cognitive issues, he couldn't have actually formulated the corrupt intention behind retaining the document.
Now, see, that – thank you. Thank you for that, because when you read it, you'll say, hey, he's a nice guy, but he can't remember anything. He can't remember when his son died within years. He can't remember when he was vice president. So – But it's more than that. It's whether he did this
for a wrongful, like knowingly doing it for a wrongful purpose.
Which is how they're going after Trump, because they're saying that he knowingly withheld documents.
I have my own personal theory about that. I think he did it because he knew that he wanted them to come after him. So long as the government comes after him, he's not one of them. He's one of us, right? I mean, I think it was intentional. I think it was planned out.
Okay.
I think he felt like he was going to roll the dice, and he said, hey, you know, I mean, they've been coming after me. Let's let them keep coming after me. So he didn't really want to.
And now he can go over there and point at what happens with Biden, because the vast majority of people don't think like lawyers.
Right.
I mean, where you're saying, what he did was illegal, totally illegal, keeping these documents. But he wasn't cognizant enough to do it for a corrupt reason.
But if you look at what happened with Biden, and it seems to me that it was a pattern in practice of people keeping these documents.
Yeah.
So Trump was no different than the others.
Yeah, Pence.
Just that we know of.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the first time it's come out. So, I mean, it's like, it might be illegal on its face, but if it's something that people are doing and it's not being done for a wrongful purpose, I mean, there's definitely selective – I don't want to say there's definitely selective politically driven, prosecutions across the board. It happens all over,
Sure.
I mean, not even just with big names. It happens with people prosecute things for political reasons all the time. Some people will not take a plea deal to get be good in an election. Some high-profile criminal, case, they'll go all the way to trial and get the death penalty because they want to –
You want to push it for political reasons.
Yeah.
Okay, that leads me to my second one. Supreme Court's looking at the Colorado wanting to get Trump off. And right now, I mean, everybody, USA Today and everybody is saying it looks like the court is getting ready to slam dunk.
Since when did a state have any authority over who can run for federal office? I mean, I don't believe the federal government can tell the state who can run for state office. In a lot of states, they're allowing people who aren't citizens to vote in local elections, things like that. You don't see the federal government getting involved. So, that was, there's no clear definition of even what an insurrection is or is not, right? And there was no criminal conviction, things like that. It was definitely, I think they knew that it was going to get tossed. But, yeah, the states don't have the power to exercise that law.
I think this could be a 9-0 vote. Even Kagan and Sotomayor are asking some pretty tough questions.
Sure, but I think that there's a way for the Supreme Court to affirm without joining the opinion. Right? So there'll be an opinion, a majority opinion, and then there'll be other opinions. So you could get a 9-0 vote with you could get a 9-0 vote with 9 opinions. Right?
Well,
they don't all have to join opinions. So, it'll be – they'll concur. It won't be like they vote. They'll concur with the majority opinion. So I guess two people would have to, be on one opinion and everybody else could be on a different one. So you can have opinions where they're saying, we think it was an insurrection, but, I heard that one of the justices said something to the extent of, well, you can see that there was an insurrection. I mean, why would you ask that? Right? So, there is clearly like political influence in the Supreme Court, but I don't know how you can allow the states. I mean, imagine if that were the standard.
Well, then Texas could say, well, we're taking Biden off because he's because of the 25th Amendment.
Sure.
He's not cognizant enough to do it.
Exactly.
And, you know, there's a whole bunch of things.
I think that there's doors being opened for short-term reasons that long-term effects of them. I mean, this has been going on a long time. I think we're seeing the results of it. But, yeah, I mean, short-term expedience, people don't really think about what happens when the other side is in power, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and the Democrats got a good example of that when they made it a up or down vote for appointing judges.
Yep.
And then the Republicans said, fine, and they appointed three Supreme Court justices.
Yeah, I don't – the partisanship is just so –
it's ridiculous.
We can't get anything done. Sometimes maybe that's better. Maybe it's better than nothing gets done because it seems like every time they do something, it's like, you know.
Well, what was it said that when I make a joke, people laugh. When Congress makes a joke, it becomes a law.
Yeah.
So – okay, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, a teaching hospital that has brought in 13 new residents to our area that work in local clinics, going to be working at the VA. This is an ongoing program, and they've got 1,900 applicants for the next 10 spots, which tells you how successful this program is. The only hospital in the area with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474, for your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet. Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hi, I'm Matt Plummer, and I'm running for Shasta County District 4 Supervisor because I believe Shasta County could be the best, freest place in California. Instead, crime is increasing while a floor of our jail was closed for over a year, and the sheriff loses deputies. Homeless camps spill onto our streets, our roads are seventh worst in the state, and we lose every battle to Sacramento. The incumbent has had 11 years to fix these issues, but they have only gotten worse. Vote Matt Plummer by March 5th. Paid for by Matt Plummer for Supervisor 2024.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Because there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Yeah, we're proud to be Americans, and we are giving away the flag. We thank you for all the people who entered. We're going to start it again on Monday. We've got all these names and phone numbers rumpled up and in a bowl.
And the flag is from the Flag Center.
Yes.
Which is a beautifully, 2 years now this couple have owned the Flag Center. They've come in. They've refurbished it. They are so passionate about it. And so, we've got two flags, but just one that we're giving away today. Yeah. But if you're looking for a special flag, you can get it ordered. They can do some special as well as the flagpoles and everything at the Flag Center located on Hilltop Drive.
That's right. And the thing about it is, we have had a flagpole up in front of our house. They're telescoping, so it's easy to replace the flags if you have to. It's been through all the winds, been through all the weather, and it's still standing there strong. So we're going to have Patrick Gorman, our guest, reach in there, not looking, and he's going to pull a name right now, which he just did.
One or two?
Just one.
I know they're big. They're big pieces. Okay. Just
there's one in your hand.
Okay.
Okay, now hand. Okay.
If you can read that.
If you can't read it, you can give it to Linda. Give it to Linda.
So this is Sean. And I will give you a call. There's no last name. There's the only person that just has the one name.
Okay, Sean. And we're going to call you right after the show.
And
you've won the flag and you come down here to 1326 Market Street.
And don't be disheartened because we have another one, again, that we're going to be giving away next week. So keep calling and we'll put your names in the bowl. We'll draw it. Let's see.
We'll draw it next Friday.
Next Friday.
At 8:15. Okay. We're here with Patrick Gorman, who just drew it. Don't hate him for drawing not your name. But thanks, everybody, for entering. We're going to do it again. And it's a beautiful flag, and I hope you're happy, Sean. Patrick. Okay.
Yes, sir.
We were talking about the Supreme Court, and that two big things have just come down this week. And, well, the Supreme Court hasn't.
The Supreme Court's not even in session either. Right. I mean, this is not even the main determination.
The Supreme Court is really getting into things like whether the government, how much overreach do bureaucracies within the government have?
That fourth branch of government has been a very touchy issue for a long time. That's what they call it, the shadow government or the fourth branch of government. I mean, there's probably, 700,000, rules, laws, regulations we have to follow every day. I mean, I don't know how anybody can go through a day without violating one of them. But the majority of them are regulatory in nature, right? Environmental or the Department of Fire, ATF, right? The IRS. I mean, there's so many, there's ones we don't even know about, right? I mean,
of course not. There's too many of them.
And it's because the government through the Commerce Clause has just gone into regulating so many things. Over the course of time, they've created a bureaucracy essentially to administer it through rules. And those rules can, effectuate, actual law enforcement powers. I mean, they all have law enforcement agencies. So, they're not elected. There's the oversight is, a committee at Congress. We don't know who they are. They're appointed people. So it's, for people that are libertarian minded strict constructionalist constitutionally, it doesn't say anything in the Constitution about delegation of power.
Well, the one that I've been kind of following is lobster fishermen off of Maine. And they were forced to take a bureaucrat with them to observe. Okay, to observe they're doing. But then they were having to pay the cost of the bureaucrat, which was $700 a day. And these fishermen off there, $700 a day was like 25 to 30% of what they made out there. And they said, wait a minute, you can put people on, but you can't force us to pay to have this person on. I believe that was the case, and that's in front of the Supreme Court right now. So, I mean,
the question isn't whether or not they can actually do that. I mean, they can tax you into oblivion. The question is whether or not they can do that on their own authority, or if Congress has to pass a law first.
Right.
So if the Supreme Court says Congress has to actually pass a law, that they can't delegate their lawmaking powers, they can only delegate their oversight and execution of the laws, right?
Right.
We delegate execution laws to police departments, for example, right? So you know, they can do that, but they actually have to have the law. It would be like giving having the Department of Justice make the penal code in California. I mean, that's what's happening. So it's not whether or not Congress has the authority. It's whether or not they can delegate that authority to somebody else who's not elected, not accountable, things like that. And so what will happen if the Supreme Court goes the way I believe they might. In knowing this issue, it's Congress is going to have to pass a whole hell of a lot of laws to have oversight and regulation. And I'm not anti-oversight and regulation at all, but it should be deliberated on. It should be voted on. It should be transparent.
It shouldn't be Carl Bott sitting in his office one day looking out over the Potomac and saying, you know what? I think we're going to do this. Well, we're going to tell you what you can grow on your property and what you can't grow. And if there's extra water over there, then you've got to get permission. And if you don't, I'm going to charge you $10,000 a day.
I mean, how do bureaucrats, Congress doesn't have, they're not bound by the insider trading laws and stuff we are. But neither are these bureaucrats. They're exempted from it. So if there's a there's fewer senators and representatives to watch than these bureaucrats, right? So it is ripe for corruption, very much so.
Okay, all right, thank you. Okay, so what do you want to talk about? I know that you are the premier workers' compensation guy,
yeah,
north of Sacramento, maybe all of the state.
It's not workers' comp related, actually. The California bar passed a rule effective in August where. Attorneys now, if you have clear evidence of misconduct from another attorney, you have to report it. Otherwise, you've conducted misconduct yourself. And in the last year, this came out, a couple of years ago, there were some pretty high up, members with the bar, on the board and stuff. And they had a bunch of complaints that had been filed against them, complaints that never really went anywhere. And so there's an audit that came out in an audit, and California got an F, a grade of an F on disciplining attorneys. After Watergate, the California bar really, we had a lot of egg on our face. A lot of folks involved with the special counsel investigation were doing a lot of shady stuff, and most of them were California attorneys. So the state bar is like, hey, this looks really bad. We need to start, making sure our attorneys aren't, doing the wrong thing. But it ebbs and flows. So the bar had a terrible history of disciplining attorneys, recently. And that's why, there's a stigma with the profession, really. And I deal with it every day. People don't call me a lot. Because they're scared of attorneys, and they think they're going to get ripped off. And other people, I get them because their prior attorney didn't, do very good for them or try to rip them off. And
sure.
And some people don't even know if their attorney's ripping them off, because if an attorney's a crook, they're not going to tell you they're a crook, right? I mean, that's how it works. So last year, the state bar moved a bunch of funding from admissions into discipline, and 2,000 attorneys were suspended from practice last year.
2,000?
That was before the rule went into effect. The rule went into effect August 1st. It's kind of confusing to how does this happen? What where do you report it? Where don't you report it? All of these things, and so we're kind of learning as we go. But I think that I'm hoping that the profession itself, the stigma, it'll take a couple generations to go away. But attorneys that really believe in the profession, really understand that people when they're scared and they're terrified, that's when they call us, right? They're just ripe for abuse, for overreach, for fraud. Well, and I'm the last person that should be doing it. And
well, this is this is kind of like the honor system at the academies and the other places that you have. Is not only do you not break the honor code, you report others who do. So this is what it's saying. If an attorney knows another attorney has done something
illegal. It has to be, like a breach of trust, misappropriating clients' funds, fraud. It's not for minor infractions.
Tactics.
It's misrepresenting something to you if you're opposing counsel and kind of a questionable thing. That's not what we're talking about.
You're
here.
We're talking about
bad actors. We're talking about people that are doing the wrong thing.
Say you get a client, and when you look at what happened, and then it's clearly this person. It wasn't just because they're ignorant or just a bad attorney. It was, you know, willful.
Yes.
You are now have to, by law, report this person.
Correct. And then you look at, so we're the last state in the U.S. that has had a rule like this passed. It's under the model ABA rules, but California, you know, we haven't adopted all of those. So there's controversy too, because like you said, I mean, it's like the academy, for example, you know, and these, institutions where you have the, you know, the code of conduct, you know, it's not without controversy, even at the academies, right? I mean, there's clear ones where you're like, yeah, that absolutely had to be reported, but marginal ones where somebody may have cheated one time or, you know, things like that, it's like you report it, and sometimes even the cadre is like, okay, well, you just ruined a bunch of people's lives, you know? And so it's not without controversy there even. And, the incidents reported by attorneys are 33% more likely to be actually acted on. Because we submit supporting documents. We support a summary.
Yeah, you can't just say it. You've got to say why.
Well, I mean, that's just what we do as a nature. Because before we report it, I would imagine, if you're reporting something, you're going to make damn sure that you're correct. Right? Because, I mean, if you report another member, it's most likely a member that you deal with or that's in the community, the legal community.
Is this anonymously?
It can be, but I'm pretty sure that when the evidence is being addressed by the – well, actually, no. It's anonymous until they decide to prosecute. So if they decide to go forward with disciplinary hearings, at that point, it's no longer anonymous, right? You have to be able to face your accusers.
Okay.
So an anonymous report can start a formal investigation, but once they decide to actually take action, then at that point, there's no anonymity. There's no more anonymous, you know.
All right. We're here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, workers' compensation. But this man's an expert on so many things. He helped us on two different occasions that really saved our bacon on both of those. And you know, it didn't have anything to do with workers' comp. So we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, right there. It's a family-owned business. It's a veteran-owned business. They've been around for over 30 years. Never had a bad haircut there in, gosh, 16 years at Cypress Square Barbershop. I make appointments at 530-244-9478. Set it up so it works on my schedule. Or I can just drop in. If they have an empty spot, I get a great haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. I thoroughly, thoroughly endorse them. We'll be right back.
So rock me, mama, I'm a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, in a way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Yeah, rock me, mama, like a wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
Casey and our Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Hobbs, running for supervisor in District 2. We need to fight tyrannical state overreach in this county, and I'm just the person for the job. Shasta must maintain its sovereignty. A vote for me is a vote for local control over hand-counted elections, no state-funded windmills or other green energy nonsense, and absolutely no mask mandates or lockdowns. Make Shasta great again and vote for Laura Hobbs on March 5th. And visit me at VoteLauraHobbs.com for more info.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for supervisor. District 2, 2024.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, I'm Matt Plummer, and I'm running for Shasta County District 4 Supervisor because I believe Shasta County could be the best, freest place in California. Instead, crime is increasing while floor of our jail was closed for over a year, and the sheriff loses deputies. Homeless camps spill onto our streets, our roads are seventh worst in the state, and we lose every battle to Sacramento. The incumbent has had 11 years to fix these issues, but they have only gotten worse. Vote Matt Plummer by March 5th. Paid for by Matt Plummer for Supervisor 2024.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Hoyt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Get ready for a night of musical enchantment with Edwin McCain in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, April 5th. Immerse yourself in the magic of his unforgettable hits like I'll Be and I Could Not Ask for More. Get your tickets now and let the music take you on a journey you won't forget. Tickets include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Laura Hobbs. As supervisor, I will fight for all the citizens of Shasta County. Some of the issues I care about are hand-counted elections at the precincts, a fair and just settlement for the victims of the Igo Ono fire and the Acid Canal debacle, and defending Shasta's sovereignty from tyrannical state-down control. I'm against the windmills in Shasta County, and I support the Second Amendment. To find out more, visit VoteLauraHobbs.com. Vote Laura Hobbs on March 5th and make Shasta great again.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for Supervisor. District 2, 2024.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 9th of February, 8:35 in the morning, and about 40 degrees out there. Sean came by and picked up his flag.
Congratulations, Sean.
Yeah, thanks for listening. And, I mean, it's... I asked, were you the one that was on social media? He goes, I am not on social media.
I never signed up.
Yeah, here's a professional that works here in town and you know, does a lot for the community. So thanks a lot, Sean, for listening and for entering our flag sweepstakes. Now, enter next week. Enter as many times as you want during the week when you hear us talk about it. And good luck to the next week. We're here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. It's workers' compensation, and we've talked about so far. We've talked about the investigation of President Biden and why they are not pressing charges. Now, they said for the reasoning of it's a nice elderly guy with a bad memory, can't remember things, couldn't remember when he was vice president, couldn't remember within years of when his son died.
Hey, this is a special investigation,
special
by the way.
Investigation of because he had all these classified documents.
This is not a rumored
and reporter.
They were not
locked behind. No. This was from the Department of Justice. They were not locked behind closed doors. These were in his garage. They were mixed in with other things. I mean, just totally adrift. And Patrick explained, he said, well, when they say that they don't think he's going to be found guilty, it's because he didn't do it. If you're breaking the law, it's got to be aware of that you're corrupting the law.
Well, yeah,
something like that.
You have to do it. So it wasn't that. I mean, you can. There's different types of laws. There's general intent and specific. So general intent laws like battery, you don't have to intend to hit somebody for a wrongful reason. You just have to hit them.
Yeah.
Right. And so unless it's like, you know, an involuntary, you know, muscle reaction, like like a convulsion or something, that's not battery. So you just have to intend the actual act. But then the specific intent ones, you have to have a specific intent, the act of the mens rea, right? The intent to deprive somebody of their property or the intent to, murder somebody for a specific reason, or that's why they say premeditated, right? You deliberate,
right.
Before you, it's intentional. You have time to think about not killing them before you kill them, right? And even then, you don't have to kill them for like a corrupt reason. You just have to intend to, you know,
intend to kill.
Right? Not out of like an act of passion, right? But then, you know, with these other ones, what they were saying wasn't that he's a good guy, and that's why he couldn't have done it. They're saying because of his cognitive
disabilities,
issues, he could not have. He does not have the capacity to.
That's what it sounded like to me.
It's like a light. So if you are drunk out of your mind and you kill somebody, right? You almost can't be charged with first degree murder, because how can you formulate the requisite intention to kill somebody, to murder somebody? You can intend to punch them. You can intend to, you know, things like that. You could do second degree murder, right? That's second degree without premeditation and deliberation.
Yeah.
Can you premeditate and deliberate if you don't have your capacities about you? And so it's a similar, you know, analogy to that. They were saying he doesn't have the mental ability to do the deliberative, you know, the deliberation, the deliberateness, the deliberation required to do it wrongfully. He wasn't keeping the classified documents to benefit himself. He was keeping the documents intentionally, but he could not have intended, he couldn't have formulated the intent to do it.
This is the leader of the free world.
I mean, is he? I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's like, you know, people made the same argument on from the other side. People said that Bush wasn't running the government, that it was Cheney or what. I mean, you know, I mean, he's the figurehead of an administration. That's okay. The administration that's ahead of the free world.
Well, okay. But that's one of the things we talked about. Then we talked about the Supreme Court and how, you know, the idea that one state can keep, you know, the impact this is going to have when states start figuring out who can run for president.
Yeah.
And this should be a slam dunk, I think, for the for the Supreme Court.
They have to do it in a way that upholds the dignity of the Supreme Court. Or they're going to start looking at things. I mean, they're already talking about term limits. They started talking about packing the court, which is a terrible idea. I mean, that's what, if you look
FDR, Roosevelt.
That's what I was going to bring up. I mean, the pre-FDR Supreme Court cases on these New Deal programs and the Commerce Clause and the reach of the Commerce Clause versus after when he, and the way he got around packing the court was he just gave them all, you know, pensions, right? So, you know, you're talking about, you know, age limits, term limits, things like that to the Supreme Court. I think you're just going to further politicize it. But no, if you look at the hard swing as far as the reach of the Commerce Clause and Article 1 of the U.S. Constitution and what Congress can and can't do, it gets terrifying. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, people, you know, older men in my life were freaking out about helmets and seatbelts, and they're saying they're taking everything. It's like, man, if you put them in a time machine and you took them to now, I think they might like have a stroke. They go into shock, right?
I mean, I asked somebody. A friend of mine, who is somewhat liberal, more liberal than I am, I said, there's such an overreach of the government. It goes on and on. I said, your grandfather, if he came today, in today's society, do you think he'd think there'd be a huge overreach in what the government is doing? And he goes, yeah, he would. I said, well, that's what I'm talking about. From just a generation ago to now, the overreach of society, of the government, into our daily lives is tremendous. Now they're talking about we can't use a gas stove. We can't use a gas water heater. We can't do this. We're going to all be forced to drive a certain kind of car. I mean, individual rights, they can use anything they want as a reason, but when they start taking your individual rights away to buy an internal combustion engine, to pull two horses because an electric engine won't do it, I think that's when they've gone into it. What say you, John? Hello, John. You're on.
Yes.
You're on.
Hey. Good morning. From a legal point of view, what we're saying that Biden was not cognitive of his understanding certain things as at the time that he was being investigated. But at the time that he took those boxes there and did what he did with them and didn't protect them, do they know whether he was cognitive at that time relative to the issue that he was being investigated for? And would that have a different outcome as to how they would come up with a conclusion with their report?
Well, let me add on to that is that some of the stuff went back when he was a senator.
Right.
It was classified, so, you know, he was much younger then. That's a good question, John. Thank you very much.
That's an excellent question, and I haven't read the actual special counsel's report at all, but for the report to actually have, you know, mattered at all, that would have had to have been the standard, right? It would have had to have been at the time of the retention of documents, at the time those documents, you know, he either determined to do it or knew that he had them and didn't do anything about it. At that time, did he have the capacity? And I believe, I mean, the special counsel, like, there, he is a better legal scholar than I'll ever be, you know, and he would have absolutely had to have addressed it in that manner. And for him not to, I can't imagine that nobody would have made that mistake. I think that would have been the first thing to be pointed out.
That's a good question, because, but how do you base that on when you're interviewing the guy now and he doesn't remember anything? That has to do with it. So how can you prove that he was cognizant back then?
Well, it would be through. I mean, there's tons of evidence, right? I mean, I don't know what the evidence is. I mean, I think the report's like 600 and something pages or something like that.
365 pages.
365. How many days in a year? Well, look at that.
How about that?
So I think that they, you know, other witnesses, other people responsible that were saying, you know, these are other things we noticed about him. So it would have been through contemporaneous witnesses. Witness testimony is like so unreliable. You know, I mean, it is incredibly, it's so unreliable, but it would have been through various circumstantial things. And, I guess that it does make the question, you know, 40 years ago, did he, have capacity? As a senator, I don't really think the documents that they're discussing he would have had access to.
Well,
certainly not a junior senator in the 70s.
Well, and the stuff he had now is the highest classification.
Right, as vice president,
And as you and I, we both know, you get into human intelligence, that is so code-worded up because that goes directly to sources inside other governments that could cause their death. If it's released. Now, the other question is, I would like to see is, was there a chance that it was compromised?
I'm pretty sure if it was compromised, part of the obligation and one of the first things that, I mean, anybody would be doing in a any kind of covert type thing is they cover their tracks. We would never know.
Yeah, you could not say that somebody had not been in there and looked at it. I mean, his son, who the coke guy, Hunter Biden. I mean, he had access to it, and he had all these relationships with other countries.
Having access to it doesn't mean that
it doesn't
direct
mean he did.
Contact with it.
No,
right?
It doesn't. But he had access. But
anybody who
went
to that house
don't know that he didn't.
Of course, but that you can't prove a negative. You have to prove the affirmative.
That's true. And that's the thing is, was there, you know, did they say, you know, the chances of being compromised were 30%, 10%, zero?
Look, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican, I mean, do we really want to prosecute sitting in former presidents? Is that something that, the ends that justify the means, right? I mean, if we're going to prosecute corrupt politicians, then I don't know if we'll have a government. But in addition to that, like, is that where we want to go?
Oh, no, not unless there was, you know what, and this is my opinion, if it was something seditious, if they were selling our country down the pike for that,
define selling our country down the pike. I mean, we have, you know, people in the State Department, former, you know, State Department deputies and heads that have all kinds of business deals involving federal owned land, public land that gets sold to a private entity from another country and things like that. So at what point are we selling the country down the, you know, I don't know.
How bad does it have to be?
But there's no money in solving the problem. It doesn't benefit the people that make the rules. It benefits the people that don't make the rules. Like the bullet train. Like immigration.
We're going to take a break. We're here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. And we're just discussing a lot of neat things.
Yeah, got quiet in the room here.
It was like, what about the bullet train? We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part
the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating in there.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
And good morning on this Friday. How are you today? What a beautiful day. Look outside. Patchy. Fog. Not really, but maybe in some areas, but then it's going to be mostly sunny. So with a high of 55, overnight lows of 37. And tomorrow through the Super Bowl weekend, it's going to be a fun weekend. Sunny on Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday with the temperatures around 58, overnight lows of 39. There's really no forecast of frost. So if you're traveling, it looks like it's going to be a good one. Coming back Monday, partly sunny with a high of 59, overnight lows of 40. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay.
Super Bowl weekend. Patrick, yes, do you do
Patrick
anything?
Patrick Gorman.
Do you do anything special for Super Bowl? Are you, like, into it at all?
I am a football purist. I coached football. Jill said during football season she felt like a single mom. And then once they decided that the NFL was going to be a reality show instead of an actual sport, I stopped watching. I have not watched more than 3 football games in the last 6 years.
Will you watch this Super Bowl?
No. I'm not making a political stand. I just,
yeah.
I have things that are more important to do. I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist. When they refused to hand the ball to Marshawn Lynch, and the Seattle Seahawks lost the Super Bowl to the New England Patriots because they did not want Marshawn Lynch to be the MVP when he was getting 7 yards a carry and they had 4 tries from 3 yards out. And they would not hand the ball to Marshawn Lynch. They threw the same pass play 3 times in a row and they lost the game. That was scripted. That was not football. You're not going to give him the ball once? I mean, that was not football because Marshawn Lynch was cocky. He was arrogant and he would not do interviews. I did see Tom Brady come back against the Falcons, and that was probably the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
We were in at this big Super Bowl thing where there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people in there, and everybody around us was a Falcons fan.
Oh, wow.
And we were for Tom Brady.
But
right?
You had to be careful.
Oh, man. And they were just ragging on us.
I didn't know they had Falcons fans. They're from college football.
Oh my gosh.
They were, teasing
Atlanta,
us. We didn't even know these people, but it was okay.
You've got to be very careful.
Nature. But when they came back and beat them, that good naturedness of the Atlanta fans just appeared.
Well, Tom Brady tears you apart. If you're on the other side, you're not very happy. Now, that I don't think could have been scripted. I mean, they just said, I'm not. Tom Brady just went off. I did watch the last Niners Chiefs Super Bowl. I was just, somebody at a friend's house, and I'm a Niners fan through and through. I watched every game the decade they couldn't win a game. I went to games the decade they at Candlestick. I'd go to games every year. I'm a true Niners fan. From Montana to Young, and then from their dark years. I'm there, and then when the NFL decided that they had a product. And then that product was no longer football. That football was not the script. The script was something else, and they tried to dip into other markets and things like that. It no longer was a game. It was no longer a sport. I mean, I think you can get it with college football, but now college football money's reaching into that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, it is now because they can sell their likenesses, and you've got college players are making $1 million a year off endorsements and selling their likenesses.
And I can understand that. I mean, I can't understand why. It's just. If you have a fan who's a fan, and they're not looking for a soap opera, they're looking at sport. They don't want politics. They watch football so they don't have to deal with
right.
garbage.
Yeah.
And then you start pushing it at them, and their only escape.
Well,
that's why people are upset with Taylor Swift, not at her or about bringing this pop culture into a moment.
And then
you've got Roger Goodell who said, well, I think it's probably good for the sport. But so there are those purists.
It makes some money.
No.
Well, at every opportunity, they would flash to Taylor Swift. Okay. And then after a couple of games, they really cut back on that. But, the thing is that college football now, too, and now when they made that rule that you could change schools without losing a year of eligibility.
Right.
So you've got players.
The minor league.
That are just going, oh, I'm starting here, but I'm at, Bo Nix was down at University with Auburn, I think, transferred out to Oregon to play. But you see a lot of this going on. Sure. Players that are pretty good, they'll go down to the next team. Now, how much money is involved in that? We're going to pay you. We're going to get this much money.
As long as it's not direct payment on paper. There's ways around it.
It's endorsements. I
grew up De La Salle. De La Salle, the best high school football team in history, some argue, right? And De La Salle is right, two towns over for me. I went to football camp at De La Salle. My son went to football camp at
De La Salle. That's down in L.A., right?
No. De La Salle is in Concord, California.
Okay.
Right. And I forget the modern day is the one down in Pasadena. So, there were kids, their moms had, rent, free rent in a nice townhouse.
This is the Catholic.
Yeah, the Christian Brothers.
Yeah, okay. Well, they recruit people from all over the United States.
They would be at the Pop Warner games.
One of our teams, Enterprise, I think, went down and they played them. And you took a look at their players. I mean, these guys had beards. The other guys had beards.
I have a picture of Anthony. Anthony was a center, right? I have a picture of Anthony, freshman year. At Akalani's, trying to block a 250-pound Samoan kid who was 6'3".
Yeah,
and it is
high school.
Anthony was. I mean, the guy was actually a really nice kid, but his brother was like he played for the Rams or something. I think if you look at remember when Jamal Lewis punched his fiance in the elevator, it looked like the NFL knew about that for 2 years.
Yeah,
and they didn't do a damn thing about it until the media found out. I mean, I don't know. That's not football. That's product.
Yeah. You're a purist.
I am.
You really are.
I like the games that are 13-9. That's football. That's what I played in the mud on hard ground.
I love a gritty game in the snow and the mud.
I've played in mud so much after the first 5 minutes of a game, you weren't reading numbers anymore.
The mud is one thing. The worst part is when the mud dries. Dries or freezes.
Yeah.
And you're playing on that. It's like rigid, sharp concrete. It hurts like nothing you've ever imagined.
Linda loves the games in the natural elements.
I do.
And I called her one day. I said, you got to come in here. The snow was so thick.
you couldn't see. I mean, even the cameras are having a tough time catching the players.
Yeah.
And if I can imagine trying to throw the ball 50 yards down the field, I mean, you couldn't even see it coming.
Well, I know what it must feel like for me. So I just think about the extreme athleticism it must be, because I remember one year watching a Super Bowl where the Vikings were in Minnesota, and it all you could see was this snow and breath.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you watch the Westerns with the buffalo are coming over and you see the breath, that or the steam come out. That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah.
Like these warriors out there. It's just so cool.
That's what gets me right there. That's exactly right.
We've only got like a minute left, so how do we get a hold of Patrick Gorman?
Sorry, Gorman Law. I'm in Palisadro. You guys can reach me anytime. 530-262-2168 is the number. You can check us out online at www.gormancomplaw.com. Free consultations. Nobody can charge you to talk to you about your workers' compensation case. If they do, call the State Bar.
There you go. Have a great weekend, whatever you're doing on Sunday. And I'm gonna DVR the game just so I can go back and watch the commercials. So everybody, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. Have a great time out there. The crab feed for the Sons of Italy, it was sold out 2 weeks ago, so I haven't been talking about it lately. But Sunday, have a good weekend. Do something nice for everybody, and God bless America.
From dragging me down, gonna stand.
Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.